Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. About to take a look at this, the ninth Mishnah. The tenth Mishnah in the seventh Perek. Hatzamot vagidin v'hanotar. So bones, sinews, and notar meat, meaning after the night of Pesach, yisarfu b'shishasar, are all burnt up, not on that morning, but the next morning, the 16th. Chashizar shaliyah b'shabbat, if the 16th fell on Shabbat, yisarfu b'shivasar, then they're burnt the next day. L'fisha'enan dochinan ta Shabbat v'lot Yom Tov, they do not trump Shabbat nor Yom Tov, and therefore it has to be done on Chol. And later in the Gemara, we will see what the source for that ruling is. Marai bavua amar b'yitzchak. So in unrelated piece, that's going to then double back into our Mishnah. Asamot kodshim sheshim shu notar. Let's say we have bones of kodshim that supported notar, meaning had notar meat in them. Metamim matay adayim. Just like notar itself, they have tumat adayim, that's the Rabbanan. Huyovin asa basis the davar hasur, which is, of course, a borrowed term. But here what it means is because they held the davar hasur. So nema sayay alay, perhaps we get support from our Mishnah. Hatzamot vagidim vanotar yisafu l'shisha asar. Now, hani atzamot echidami, what are the bones in our Mishnah? What's the status? Ilem edleit bo muach, if they have no marrow in them, they're just dry bones. Salam bisweifu, what's the point of burning them? Nishtinu, just throw them out. Ela pshita deipo muach, they must have marrow in them, which is called basar. So, iamar pishtamash shimush notar miltahi. So, if you agree that bones supporting notar themselves become notar, amtulahachi bisweifu, that's why you have to burn these bones. But if you say that meat is meat, and bones are not meat, and bones that held meat are still just bones, what do you have to burn them for? Just break them open, take out the moach, and burn the marrow, and throw the bones out. Now remember, there's a prohibition of Shurat Etzem HaPesach, but that's not at this point. That's not when it's notar. That must prove Rav Yitzchak's point that Shimush Notar means something. Amri, so on the Beit Midrash, the response was, Lo, Leolai Melacha Shimush Notar, Lav Milta. I could easily argue that bones supporting Notar means nothing. V'kesa'avar bo b'kasher afilu basul. It must be that our Tana, the author of our Mishnah, holds that the pasuk says ve'etzim lotish beruvo means bo b'kasher afilu basul, meaning even though this animal is now, this korban is now over time, nonetheless there's still a prohibition against breaking the bones. Afilu pasul sakadai, and therefore since it has marrow in it, you got to burn them. Afilu pasul sakadai tachi, is that possible? But none. We have a clear Mishnah later on. Aval hamotir b'tahor v'shorer b'tameh. If you leave over b'tahor, we'll talk about that later on. V'shorer, you break a bone in a korban that's tameh, and also fegit tarbeim. There's no prohibition, meaning it's only bo v'lo b'pasul. So lo kasher kancha tala shata kosher kancha lo tala shata kosher. We could still save our answer and say as follows: when this animal had shata kosher, which means after zrikat adam, the animal was fit, and then it got unfit, then Shvirat Etzim applies. But if it never had Shata Kosher, which means that, let's say, the owners died before Zrika, and we found out about it, then there is no prohibition. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where it had Shata Kosher, that's why you can't break the bones. And we still, the still does not support the idea that Misham, that Notar, Basamot, Shimshu Notar, are Miltahi. Umayantan, Shani Levin, Shaitala Shata Kosher, Lelo, Shaitala Shata Kosher, who's the authority who distinguishes in the status of the Yisur of Shvirat Etzem between a korban ever having been fit or never having been fit? And the answer is Rabbi Yaakov, the Tanya. V'yatzel l'tzir rubo, bo v'kasher v'lo b'pasul. Rabbi Yaakov omer, v'tal shat ha-kosher v'nifsal yesh bo b'shem Shvirat Etzem. If it was ever fit and then it became pasul, then the Yisur of Shvirat Etzem applies. V'aytal shat ha-kosher ein bo b'shem Shvirat Etzem. But if it never had shat ha-kosher, then there's no Yisur. Shimon, seeming to be the same as Tanakama, says, it doesn't matter. If it's pasul, there is no shvat isur shvat etzem. So it's Rabbi Yaakov could be our authority. Now, meitivei, this challenge, call it samota kodshim into an insreifa. Any bones of kodshim do not need to be burnt as far as disposal, and they're just thrown. Chutz miat samota pesach miat hakala. The only ones are the bones of the Pesach, to prevent us from violating. Which law is it? What are these bones? If there's no marrow in there, why burn them? You could throw them. They must have marrow. But if you think that a bone that holds marrow and that marrow becomes notar, the bone becomes notar, so how come with the other kodshim you don't have to burn them? You came and found the bones already broken open. They're already separated, sorry. There's no prohibition of breaking the bone of a regular korban. So what do? You say that they must have been broken open. Sorry, they were broken open. They must have been broken open before they became notar. And therefore, the bones never held notar. Therefore, you don't have to burn the bones because the notar was, the meat was up before it became notar. The marrow. Atzamot ha-Pesach, when it comes to the Pesach, there's been a shura shurat atzim. Whoever was watching this Pesach knows that he couldn't break a bone. So therefore, he must have broken it open after it became notar. Notar. That means that for a while they held notar, and therefore they become notar, uvaus reifa, supporting Rav Yitzchak's original contention. Hazvina Mar says, no, hachamayaskina, what's the case here? Shemitza'an tzvurin tzvurin. He found a pile of bones. Umehen chalutzin, and some of them that he found on top were broken open. Atzamot kodshim dem reshun shurat etzem. So the one, if it's a whole pile of regular kodshim at some other time of the year, there is no isr shurat etzem. He must have been opening him up and eating the marrow. For lo bayu sreifa, and therefore there's no notar here. Atzamot ha-pesach, however, yesh bayu mishun shurat etzem, there is an isr. Maybe he only broke open these ones and not those. And therefore they have no tar inside of them, and you have to burn them because of that. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Kol ha-gidin basar. All sinews are considered basar, chutz mi-gidei tzavar, except for the sinews in the neck. Alright, let's test that against our Mishnah. Tan, atzamot va-gidim va-notar. Now notice we mentioned gidim and notar. Yisafu b'shishasar, burnt on the 16th. Now, handi gidin echidami, what's the status of these sinews? Basar, if they're sinews that are regular meat, nechlinu. So why do you have to burn them? You can eat them. It was this before the notar. V'idi totar, and if they were left over, had notar, then they're already included in notar, they're not separate. Habshita gidei tzavar, must be that these are the sinews of the neck. So you have basar ninu, if you agree that they're also basar, to lahachi by seifa, that's why you have to burn them. If they're not basar, if they're just stringy things, if you don't have to burn them. Really, they're referring to the famous sciatic nerve, the Gidon Asher. Why the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noheg Ela Ba'achat, V'Da'at Machrat Shel Yamin. Rabbi Yehuda says Gidon Asher, the Isur of Gidon Asher only applies to one of them, and it seems more reasonable that it's the right side. So that means Rabbi Yehuda really doesn't know which one it is, and each one is really a safek. So you see that he wasn't sure. If you really knew which one it was, eat the one that's mutar, let's say the left one. Throw out the right one. Why burn them? What happened is, you could be Rabbi Yehuda actually knew which one is the right one is Asur, and it could be that you recognize that's the right, that's the left, and then they got mixed up and you can't tell them apart, because they're already out of the animal after Nikor. What that's referring to is really not the Gidon Asher, but the fat around it. The Tanya, Shimno Shel Mutar, the fat around Gidon Asher is technically Mutar. Yisrael Kadosh, Shimim No Gidbo Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Kadosh, they avoid it. Ravinomar Bechitzon, he's talking about the outer sinew because there's two. Ravinomar Shwal, Dabar Yudomar Shwal, Shnei Gidin Hin. Primia Samuch Letzim, the one that's next to the bone, Asur. Chayvin alav and yuchayav makot for eating it. Chitzon asamuchlo asar, the one that's outside, closer to the flesh, asur v'ein chayavin alav, there is no chiyuv of makot for eating that outer one, and so that's the one that is being referenced here. Because really the outer one is mutar, and therefore as basar, the Isra of Notar falls on it, and therefore you have to burn it, but of course you can't eat it, and therefore you have to let it sit and then burn it as Notar. Okay, Chal Shishasar. the Mishnah said that if the 16th fell on Shabbat, you put it off the 17th because you do not burn notar on Shabbat or Yom Tov Amai. Why doesn't the Asay of Ba'ish Yisarev burn the notar trump Shabbat? So Machezki Machintan Rechizki Amakar Notatum Menu Aboker Manotam Menu Aboker Ba'ish Yisrofu. She'ain Tamud Omar Boker. You didn't need to say the second on Boker. You could have said Lototum on Boker. Whatever's left over, meaning, don't leave it over till morning. Whatever's left over is burned. Why say it was ever left over till morning? On Boker, the Tamud Boker shouldn't need to say Fato, that it's always burned on the second day. Meaning, Korban Pesach is brought on the time just before Yom Tov starts. You don't burn it the next morning, you burn it the morning afterwards, which is Chol HaMoed. Which means you bring an olat Shabbat on Shabbat, v'lo olat chol b'Shabbat. You can't burn an olat chol on Shabbat, olat chol b'Yom Tov, and therefore you also cannot burn this notar, which is a mitzvah to burn. It's even less severe of an issue than a korban, but you cannot burn the notar of an olat chol on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. There you go. Rav Amar Makra, Hu Levadoi Yaselachem, and the Heter Rochel Nefesh, and this is now addressing why in Yom Tov we don't burn it. Hu V'lo Machshirav, only the cooking itself and not preparatory things like cutting down a tree to make a fire. And Levado V'lo Milah Shelo Bizmana, Ba Mikal Vachomer, we have the whole Kal Vachomer with Tzarat and Avodah, that Milah Shelo Bizmana should be Doche Yom Tov. And therefore, certainly not Notar. Ravashi Amar Shabbaton Di Yom Tov Aseihu, and Aseh Dochet Lot Aseh Vaseh. He says there's not only a violation of Malacha and Yom Tov for burning the notar, there's also an Aseh of Shabbaton. So the Aseh of Ba'eshi Sarev cannot trump the Aseh plus Lot Aseh of Yom Tov. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Yod Aleph, and talks about the different parts of the animal that are eaten in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.